alongside. Thank you for joining us. Happy Tuesday. The weather looks a lot better than it did this time yesterday. Good sunny skies out there right now. We've got bands on the beach out at Pensacola Beach. Blue Wahoo's in town. And the temperature, a bit cooler thanks to those storms. So temperatures in the high 70s, low 80s right now. So that's certainly a nice night in store if you're going out and about. Gracie, you know, we've been talking a lot today. The health department has okayed Nikko Japanese Steakhouse for reopening at lunch. And according to Channel 3, there's a pretty good crowd on hand during the lunchtime hour. We'll play Sheriff Bob Johnson here coming up shortly. His comment says the criminal investigation is ongoing, and we've been asking you, the listener, is the health department signing off on Nikko's reopening sufficient for you to go back if that's a restaurant that you like? Or would you need to see the conclusion of the criminal investigation, whether there are charges filed or not? I just need to know how the drug got into the food. If the restaurant's cleared, that's fine. You know, the employees are cleared, that's fine. But I got to know how it got in there. And I think a lot of people are that way. So about 52 minutes ago on Facebook, the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office posted, you know, as they often do, that, you know, there's a somebody wanted for a violation or something, like revoked bond. And this particular individual, Scott Ray Hines, is wanted for revoked bond. Amphetamine, traffic or methamphetamine, more than 28 grams, less than 200 grams, blah, 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 blah. And the internet is undefeated. The first comment, has he ever worked at Nikko's? You know, and I do, you know, if everything is above board, you know, with the restaurant, of course, that's, you know, to be determined. But, you know, the health department went there and they said, hey, everything's fine. There's, you know, no reason to be alarmed. Nikko's released a statement on Facebook saying just how sorry they are. And, you know, this is, they've been cooperating fully. And, you know, so certainly don't want to be unfair to them because they've been cooperating. They, you know, say, hey, this is not an indication of the service that we provide the community. We're a family-owned business, all that. But there is, of course, you know, any time like this, especially with a case where, you know, seven people were hospitalized, and we still don't know the source of that. But, you know, there's a black eye that's going to be had no matter what. And, yeah, for the next week or so or month or wherever, yeah, you're going to be the butt of the jokes. And yeah, it's just the way it is. So, but, yeah, I got a laugh on that one. I'll admit that. But, yeah, this big story here locally. And as we look nationally, of course, we're still waiting to see if we'll get comments from former President Trump today before we're off the air. He's, I would imagine, now back in New Jersey. He's holding a rally this evening, and he will make comments. But the first public comments that he did make after pleading not guilty to federal charges was actually at a cafe that he made a pit stop at on the way back to the airport.
I think it's a rigged deal here. We have a rigged country. We have a country that's corrupt. We have a country that's got no borders. We have a country that's got nothing but problems.
And the only arrest, by the way, near the federal courthouse today was of a protester who charged at his motorcade. His name, Dominic Santana, who said he came there to stand up to what he called Trump's cult-like following. And he was immediately tackled and handcuffed after trying to run in front of a black SUV carrying Trump back to the airport as well. Scary story in Denver, putting a black eye on the championship celebrations after the Nuggets beat the Heat to win the NBA championship last night, a shooting that took place about a mile away from the arena.
10 individuals sustained gunshot wounds in this incident. 9 were men. We had 1 woman injured as well. All were reported to have sustained non-life-threatening injuries.
And police say that happened about 20 rounds at the scene there. One of the suspects was also shot as well. More local and state headlines coming up in just a moment. We'll get a local check of the roads and weather.
Roadways are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 not causing any major slowdowns. Also, we're looking good on 29 and 90 throughout Pensacola. For our weather, we are looking good right now in our area. The severe thunderstorms have made its way towards or towards Tallahassee, so we're looking good there. But if you do see something else on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
And some more local stories here. Had a really scary one earlier today. A Pensacola woman charged after allegedly dousing a woman with lighter fluid and lighting her on fire. That happened last week on Holsbury Road. Deputies say they found a woman with burns on her arms, neck, and back. 24-year-old Demique Jones was arrested on aggravated battery charges. Bond is $252,000. We told you about Nico's. We talked about a little bit. Here's Sheriff Bob Johnson talking with Channel 3.
You get scared, obviously. It worries you that somebody may be tampering with food sources and things of that nature. We have several different agencies investigating, assisting us with this investigation. So hopefully we're going to come up with an answer here pretty soon of how it happened.
So again, to reiterate, Nico, back open for lunch today after the health department inspected and cleared the reopening, but the criminal investigation is still ongoing and no charges have been filed there. We told you last week about the Little League treasurer accused of stealing over $16,000 from the Northwest Escambia Little League. Last week, charges were dropped. Here in the Florida State Attorney's Office says that there was a jurisdiction issue. The Escambia Sheriff's Office turned over their file and evidence to the Atmore Police Department, who said they would investigate. Well, today they announced 48-year-old Paula Pugh booked on 11 charges, including 9 counts of possession of forged instrument, 2 counts of theft by deception. Peyton Hillis, the former NFL running back and Madden cover athlete, spoke with Michael Strahan this morning on Good Morning America, and he was retelling and just kind of detailing the events leading up to him being forced to go into the Gulf out at Pensacola Beach to rescue his 9-year-old son and 8-year-old niece. He says that it was 100% a miracle that nobody died.
I think the scariest point to me was when I'm swimming to my son and I have to pass by him because my niece is in more danger.
You had to make a decision.
Yes, but I knew that I had to pass him up to get to Camille first because, you know, if I didn't, you know, there's no way she would have made it.
So after rescuing his niece and sticking her on a boogie board, he then went after his 9-year-old son. And he says that after being able to reach the shore, that he said felt like an eternity, he was able to just kind of muster the strength to walk up the beach. And Hill said at that point he passed out. He would then spend the next few weeks in Baptist Hospital's ICU. He says he's still on the long road to recovery, both physically and mentally. He said his lungs may never get back to 100% of what they once were before the incident there. But good to hear from him. And certainly he was in a lot of our thoughts and prayers, as you know, once we found out that we as a community found out that he was here and hospitalized at Baptist after that happened. So good to see that interview with Michael Strahan today. Just shy of 6:20, Gracie, I have no idea. Did we do traffic and weather at 6:15?
Yep. Okay, yeah, we're good.
Okay, very cool. State headlines. Governor DeSantis signing a bill that would allow minor league baseball teams to pay their players less than the state's minimum wage. The bill passed this year incorporates into the state's minimum wage law an exemption for minor league players in the Federal Fair Labor Standards Act. The hourly rate for federal minimum wage is $7.25 an hour, but here in Florida it's $11, and it's going to be $12 in September.
And there are signs that the tropics may be heating up. In the latest discussions from the National Hurricane Center, they say that they're tracking 4 tropical waves, including 2 in the Atlantic and a pair in the Caribbean. The latest outlook says that no tropical cyclone formation is expected during the next 7 days. And the next named storm will be the second of the season, and its name's going to be Brett.
USF moving forward with the new football season stadium, but not everybody's on board.
Our concern is funds being diverted from other parts of the campus, from academics and other initiatives.
But the board did go ahead and approve the stadium. It's going to cost $340 million. $200 million of that will be taken out in a loan. The stadium is expected to open during the 2026-27 season.
And Florida Senator Marco Rubio is sounding off on the federal charges against Donald Trump. He says that the charges are unlikely anything that we've seen before, and it's gone too far. Trump's arraignment this afternoon as a sea of people gathered around at the federal courthouse in Miami.
And finally, the Florida Power and Light. Customers will be seeing some relief on electric bills starting next month. Today at the Public Service Commission, they heard from FPL Ken Hoffman.
Due to the change in the gas price market, we've had the opportunity to come back to the commission twice now to bring further bill reductions to our customers. So it's actually something that we're very pleased about.
So what does that mean for you? If you use about 1,000 kilowatt hours, your bill should be about $4 less in July. Don't spend it all in one place. 6:21, the time now. We'll take a break, come back with a look at our national headlines on a Tuesday. It's Pensacola Right Now, and this is News Radio 92.3.
When was the last time you experienced something new? Really new. Like driving an electric vehicle that will change how you think about EVs. Test drive the 2023 Volkswagen ID.4 EV at Beadmore Imports and see the smooth aerodynamic design that is so modern and sleek. You'll think you've driven into the future, and the quiet and powerful ride it delivers needs to be experienced to be believed. So stop by Beadmore Imports to experience something new like never before. And Beadmore Imports fills out their lineup of SUVs and crossovers with the 2023 Taos S, now from $24,999, the Tiguan S from $27,999, and the VW Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology from $39,999. And with finance rates as low as 1.9% available on the Tiguan and Taos, there's something new for every driver at Beadmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Beadmore Imports, New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Sale price before tag, tax title, and associated dealer fees. Special APR rate for qualifying credit through VCI.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
Sometimes a family needs a little help to deal with life stresses. You can contribute to happy, healthy childhoods with a few simple steps. Notice families under stress. Offer a helping hand. Give your time. Talk about healthy child development. Connect a family with resources. Contributing to a great childhood can be as easy as being a good neighbor. For more, PreventChildAbuseFL.org. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
"Those stomach issues ruined your birthday.
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa."
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM. A rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
The best local resource that happens to be entertaining. News Radio Pensacola is on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Oh, don't you dare look back. Just keep your eyes on me. I said you're holding back. She said, "Me. This woman is my destiny," she said. Ooh.
on News Radio 92.3. I'm Gracie and Joe. We're here for Pensacola right now. I hope you're having a fabulous Tuesday night. Bands on the Beach still going on tonight, starting at 7 at Pensacola Beach. And it's going to be an awesome time. The weather looks great right now. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Taking a look at the roads and weather right now, I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays, and our slowdowns on 98 have cleared up. For weather, that severe weather has moved out of our listener area, and we are looking good with clear skies, but mostly cloudy right now, but clear of rain, with a low of 78 for this evening. It's 82 right now in Pensacola, 83 in Milton, and 81 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio, 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
And looking at some national headlines here, we start in Philadelphia, where authorities are now confirming that a body was recovered along I-95, where a tanker caught fire over the weekend that eventually led to the collapse of the elevated portion of the interstate. Detectives have not released the victim's identity.
Also, the only arrest near Miami's federal court today was of the prosecutor was of a protester who was charged at President Trump's motorcade. That's Dominic Santana. He said that he came to stand up against Trump's cult-like following. He immediately tackled and handcuffed as he was trying to run to the front of the black SUV carrying Trump back to Miami International Airport.
In Illinois, Governor J.B. Pritzker signed a first-of-its-kind law prohibiting libraries from banning books.
Book bans are about censorship, marginalizing people, marginalizing ideas and facts. Regimes ban books, not democracies.
And the measure will allow the Illinois Secretary of State's office to deny grant funding to public and school libraries that ban books for partisan or doctrinal reasons.
Nearly two dozen U.S. service members were injured after a helicopter incident that happened in Syria on Sunday. The military didn't provide many details about the incident, but they did say that 10 of the 22 were injured. They were sent to medical facilities outside the region. Also reported that it was no enemy fire that was involved. Around 900 U.S. Troops are in Syria to fight the remnants of the Islamic State and Iranian-backed militias.
One person dead, 11 others recovering after a tour boat capsized near Niagara Falls. There were 28 passengers and a boat operator on board the Lockport Cave and Underground tour boat when it became unbalanced and capsized yesterday. The person who died ended up being trapped under the boat, but everybody else who was hurt is expected to survive.
And the mother of the six-year-old who shot his teacher in Virginia is pleading guilty to federal charges. Deja Taylor pleaded guilty to one count of being an illegal drug user while possessing a firearm, and one count of making false statements while buying the gun. The investigation found that both narcotics and marijuana in her home, along with loose ammunition, and no way to secure the firearms.
The Supreme Court is expected to rule on the use of affirmative action in college admissions any day now. There's two cases, one involving North Carolina and another involving Harvard, where student John Wang was turned down by six elite universities despite a perfect score on the SAT's math section and a 4.65 high school GPA. He said he was told by college admission experts that he almost certainly would have gotten into Harvard if he were black.
Also, Congress is voting on a bill that would strike down a recent change to federal gun laws. This has to do with pistol braces, which have been used in several recent mass shootings. Texas gun rights attorney Edwin Walker says that means that pistol braces would need to be registered with the ATF. The bill to block the rule changed has been moved to the House floor for debate.
And Congressman Matt Gaetz, very outspoken against this and the ATF. He has suggested that organization needs to be abolished. 6:30 right now. Fox News update is coming up. When we come back, a look at the world of sports going on. We've got Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Finals, and wait till you hear the featured pairing for Round 1 of the U.S. Open this week in Los Angeles.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison.
Former President Trump today pleading not guilty in Miami following his arraignment on 37 federal felony charges stemming from sensitive government documents recovered from his private Florida resort. He spoke to supporters at a Miami cafe after his federal court appearance.
We have a country that's corrupt. We have a country that's got no borders. We have a country that's got nothing but problems. We're a nation in decline.
Trump is expected to make comments tonight during a political fundraising event at his private golf club in Bedminster, New Jersey. The White House optimistic over the latest report on inflation.
The consumer price index for the year ending in May rose 4%. The month-over-month increase was 0.1%. Core inflation, excluding food and energy, was up 5.3%.
Fox's Ginny Cassola. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Fueled by a rise in organized crime, check fraud is back in a big way. Recent data from the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, or FinCEN, showed that banks issued roughly 680,000 reports of check fraud in 2022, nearly double the prior year's total. As a result, officials are urging small businesses and even individuals to take additional safety measures or avoid sending checks through the mail altogether. A Starbucks union said today dozens of the coffee chain's U.S. stores aren't allowing employees to decorate for Pride Month. Responding to the claim made by Starbucks Workers United, company officials said in a statement there has been no change to any policy on this matter, and we continue to encourage our store leaders to celebrate with their communities, including for U.S. Pride Month. Another positive day for Wall Street. The major index is today notching modest gains. The Dow Jones Industrials rose 145 points. The S&P up 30. The NASDAQ Composite gained 111. That's Your Money Now.
This is Andrew Perloff with a CBS Sports Minute. Hopefully the Denver Nuggets and their fans are enjoying this championship. They're actually good enough to be thinking dynasty. Coach Mike Malone even said he hopes this is just the beginning, but this puts a target on their back. Teams like the Warriors and the Heat will add size to compete with them. The Suns and the Lakers will look to add talent and depth. We haven't had a repeat champ since the 2018 Warriors. It's tough. The Nuggets look invincible today, but the rest of the league will have something to say about that moving forward. I'm Andrew Perloff.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text TETL to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text HEETTLE to 321-321. That's TETL to 321-321.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors, and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. That's 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
We are the Gulf Coast's premier local digital marketing partner. Did you know every campaign we create is done right here from our radio studio office, right here in Pensacola? Locally customized, locally designed, locally planned, locally executed, and locally optimized for your success by our team of media marketing professionals that really know Northwest Florida and South Alabama. Our team makes sure your campaign contains the most attention-getting display and video elements and the most advanced targeting to make sure your marketing budget is used in the most effective way possible. We are ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners, your team of trusted media professionals under the same roof of the radio names you know and love, like Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist. Begin your partnership with ADX Digital today by emailing connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's Gracie and Joe for Pensacola right now. Hope you're having a fabulous Tuesday afternoon. 6:37 right now. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together. We're looking great on our roads right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns, as well as 98. Our slowdowns have cleared up. If you see something else on the roads, always feel free to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. And for weather, we're going to get an update from Alan Strom on WEAR.
We continue with a pretty good chance for rain over the next several days. Rain chances a little on the high side at around 60 to 70%. We'll see sun and clouds as well. High temperatures will be in the upper 80s to low 90s. A little hotter for some of those inland areas, and overnight lows will be down in the 70s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. Cloudy right now throughout Pensacola, 82 in Pensacola, 83 in Milton, and 81 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
So looking at the live feed on Fox News right now, former President Trump has just landed at Newark, New Jersey Airport. So it stands to reason that he will not be making a speech before we get off the air here, but certainly happen after the fact. And of course, Andrew and us will probably talk about it tomorrow. But we did hear his first public comments after pleading not guilty after leaving the federal courthouse in Miami this morning, or this afternoon rather. He made a pit stop at a local bakery.
We're a nation in decline, and then they do this stuff. And you see where the people are. We love the people, and you see where they are. You see the crowds.
So again, he is going to be making a speech in New Jersey later on tonight. And, yeah, we'll see what happens from there. By the way, there was one arrest as a large group of people went out to the courthouse to just kind of take in the scenes. And one person, Dominic Santana, was arrested for charging at Trump's motorcade as he was leaving the courthouse headed back to the airport there. Looking at some sports news tonight, right now the Atlanta Braves are in a rain delay. They're in Detroit taking on the Tigers, so that one hasn't gotten started yet. Later on tonight, the Rays are in Oakland taking on the Athletics, and the Marlins taking on the Seattle Mariners, both of those games starting at 8:40. And in New York, we have the Mets and the Yankees in a Subway Series. The Mets in the second inning lead 2-1 right now. Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Finals tonight, 7 o'clock on TNT, right when we get off here. The Knights leading the Panthers 3-1. So the Panthers trying to keep the series alive and get back home for Game 6. Golf's third major starts Thursday. The U.S. Open is at the L.A. Country Club, and the most noteworthy group will be Rory McIlroy and Brooks Koepka, along with 2021 Masters champion Hideki Matsuyama. Of course, we've If you follow what's been happening in golf with the PGA Tour and the LIV merger and all the headlines that that made, not only in the sports world but in the news world as well, you will know that one of the most outspoken golfers about the whole LIV Tour thing, in fact, he said just last week that he still hates LIV and can't wait to see it go away. Rory McIlroy now is partnered with, obviously, the face of the LIV Tour and the guy who just won the PGA Championship a couple weeks ago in Brooks Koepka. So, obviously, those two are going to focus on their games, do what they got to do. But as far as television goes and watchability of the first round of Thursday's round one, yes, sign me up for a camera just on those two. Throughout the entire first round. Looking at some health, business, and science notes today, General Motors says they'll invest more than $630 million producing next-gen pickup trucks at a plant near Fort Wayne, Indiana. The GM says the funding will be used to upgrade equipment at its assembly plant for the production of Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra 1500 models.
Also, inflation is slowing. May's inflation rate is its lowest annual rate in more than 2 years. The Labor Department says that the consumer price index jumped just 0.1% for the month, bringing the annual rate down 4%. This is the smallest increase since March of 2021, when inflation started to reach historic levels.
In Peru, scores of people have died in the worst dengue outbreak in history. Health officials say El Nino, with its torrential rains and surge in mosquitoes, is driving the increase, as there are now more than 200,000 confirmed cases since the beginning of the year and 200 related deaths. The government is banning people from storing water in open containers because that's a prime breeding spot for mosquitoes.
Also, Fed watchers are expecting the Federal Reserve to stop rising interest rates for the first time in 11 policy meetings following their two-day meeting today and tomorrow. While the increased interest rate paused would be welcomed by many, investors are better that they pause, that the pause won't stop.
And student loan payments are due starting in October. The Department of Education clarifying that the student loan interest would resume on September 1st with payments due in the beginning of October. There had been a pause due to COVID beginning in March 2020. The Biden administration had said it would end either 60 days after June 30th or 60 days after the Supreme Court ruled on the separate student loan forgiveness program. Looking at pop culture news, Paul McCartney says he just finished what will be the last Beatles record thanks to a little help from AI. Actually got Peter Jackson, the director of the Lord of the Rings trilogy, to help with this. Peter Jackson has been one of the leaders on AI as it relates to filmmaking. He told BBC that AI was used to clarify a demo of John Lennon's voice from around the time that the band made their album Let It Be back in 1970. Of course, John died in 1980, but Paul said the technology makes his voice sound pure and allowed them to mix the record normally.
Also, Treat Williams, the Hair in Everwood star, is being mourned by Hollywood. The 71-year-old actor, whose career spanned over six decades, died yesterday afternoon after a motorcycle incident that happened near Dorset, Vermont. He was airlifted to Albany Medical Center, where he was pronounced dead.
And it's the end of an era.
Lolita.
Oh, South Potato. Sorry.
No. Michael?
Self-portrait.
Yeah, that's it.
All right.
No. But, you know, things come. But I just want to confirm, you did say self-potato? Okay.
Don't. The pointed desert?
No, still time.
The printed desert.
James, it's your turn.
The pointed desert.
No, you still have time.
Oh, I still have time. I like to solve.
It was say it.
The pointed
it's
desert.
It's not the pointed desert. Oh, no matter how many times you say it.
The painted desert.
There you go.
Pointed desert three times. Nope, it's not the pointed desert. But yeah, Pat Sajak announced on Twitter last night that he would be retiring after the upcoming season, which will be 41 years with Wheel of Fortune. Before him, it was Bob Barker with The Price is Right that was the longest tenured game show host with 35 years. So Sajak broke that record back in 2019.
Talk about job security with Wheel of Fortune.
I know.
They just have them for forever.
Yeah, and throughout the show, we have been taking your comments and suggestions on who might be the best fit to take over the mantle from Pat Sajak. Of course, we saw with Jeopardy, you know, what is it, a couple years now, where after the death of Alex Trebek, they went through this celebrity period, and I haven't seen Jeopardy in a long time, but I think they now have a set host or two. I know Ken Jennings was involved pretty heavily. I think they have one person now that a woman. I don't remember her name.
She's
but,
the girl from Sheldon, not Young.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Big Bang Theory.
Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, yep. I don't know her name.
So she has taken over the mantle from Jeopardy. I believe there's been kind of some mixed feelings on her. But yeah, I mean, Wheel of Fortune is really, it's Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune as far as the primetime shows that everybody knows. And so, you know, for people that host shows, that it's going to be a promotion for whoever gets this, you know, game shows. And, you know, a lot of names thrown out there, certainly like some of the suggestions our listeners gave us. I like Michael Strahan. I like Wayne Brady. We had even had some Andrew McKay's and Bobby Rossi's thrown out there. So they be a lot of interest.
Yes. Yeah, I'm excited to see who gets it. Real quick, we're going to get a quick look at traffic and weather. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays. If you do see something on the roads, give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. For weather, all that severe weather has moved out of our area, and we are looking good. Still a little bit cloudy, but it did cool things down just a bit. 82 right now in Pensacola, 83 in Milton, and 81 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together on News Radio 92.3.
We've got, what do we got tonight? Mega Millions. Yeah, that's it's up to $260 million. There was no winner in last night's Powerball. So the jackpot is now up to $340 million, and the next chance to win there comes tomorrow.
Also in some movie news, if you're a Star Wars fan, there's some good news for you. Disney has set its release dates for some of the biggest upcoming films, including the first Star Wars film since 2019 will hit theaters on May 22nd of 2026. So we still got a little ways away till we see it. But the second Star Wars film will release 7 months later that December. Meanwhile, Avatar 3 has been pushed back a year to December of 2025. Deadpool 3 is going to be out next year on May 3rd.
Are you a big fan of the show Friends?
Yep, I've seen them.
Okay. Yeah. The episode where Ross and Monica's grandma died and then didn't die and then died again.
Yeah.
Remember that one?
Yeah.
So that kind of happened in Ecuador over the weekend, where a woman is recovering now after waking up inside a coffin at her own funeral. That happened Friday, where mourners were gathered to say goodbye to 76-year-old Bella Montoya, who had been declared dead from cardiorespiratory arrest. The diagnosis was obviously a bit premature as she started banging against the side of the coffin. Medics quickly administered aid and later determined she suffered from catalepsy, a condition that causes a trance-like state, slower bodily functions, and body rigidity.
That is just so awful. For
everyone, who would be more horrified, waking up inside of a coffin or being at the funeral and seeing somebody inside a coffin started banging in it?
I don't know. That sounds just like the worst dream ever. For the funeral goers and the coffin girl. That's just awful. Well, another weird one. South Korean police arrested a British man for attempting to climb the Seoul's World Tower. The security guard spotted George King Thompson climbing up the 123-floor building without a rope and then called the police. Firefighters said that they intercepted the climber on the 72nd floor of the skyscraper. King Thompson was also arrested in 2019 for climbing the London Bridge Tower.
I'm trying to, just because I'm curious, like I searched in, you know, woman found alive in coffin, just to see if there's any video of it happening.
Oh gosh.
I can't find video, but there are pictures. Not like you don't, well, actually, yeah, you do kind of see the body in there, but Yeah, there's just like two guys that open the coffin and ladies laying in there. Yeah, so I mean, if you're,
I mean,
so inclined, you can take pictures if you want. But yeah, I my curiosity definitely got to me. I was like, well, there has to be video, but it doesn't look like there is. But
thank goodness she started banging while she was still.
Yeah, well, there was people around.
Yeah, exactly. What if she was in? Oh my gosh, I don't even want to think about it.
6:50. On that note, we'll take our final break of the show. Come back. Good news. So Gracie won't have nightmares tonight. It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tea times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today, like Kubota BX and L Series compact tractors, part of our tractor lineup rated number one in durability and owner experience, Z Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Bring home select BX Series equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 72 months, plus save up to $800 now through June 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more details.
Visit the friendly folks at Coastal Machinery, now with 40 years in business, locations in Pensacola and Crestview.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
Buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com. New South proud.
We're committed to providing you with the latest and most accurate information during hurricane season. So tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest updates and stay safe.
Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3. Almost to Wednesday, halfway through the work week. Hope you've had a wonderful Tuesday. Weather looks pretty great, actually, as severe thunderstorm watch was in effect. And if it hasn't already expired, it will in 8 minutes. But the weather looks really good. We've got bands on the beach tonight. The Wahoos are in town. Gracie, who's the featured band out there at the beach tonight? Isn't it the Astronauts?
The
Isn't
Astronauts.
That what you said?
Yep, let me double
like
check.
It's like 80s, yeah. 90s, 2000s hits.
And beyond.
And so like, you mean like further back or like futuristic music? Because they call themselves the Astronauts?
I'm just saying it because that's what the read says.
Okay.
I'm thinking it's just 80s, 90s, and more, whether that's 70s or maybe some 200s thrown in there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah.
Going to have to let us know if you're making your way out there.
Definitely. And
what is beyond?
Temperatures are going to be good, too. It's been super hot. And I know it's going to get hotter. But, my wife was saying just the other day that, like, I think we've had a pretty mild summer so far. And then now it's, like, not mild anymore. So temperatures in the 90s, of course, we're kind of in that summer weather pattern now. By the way, the tropics, there's like four waves out there, two in the Caribbean, two in the Atlantic, but the National Hurricane Center says there will not be any hurricane or, formation of any of those waves over the next 7 days. So the tropics will get another week of quiet waters out in the tropics. So that's always good news. We'll take that anytime we can. Quick recap, top three stories here. We will hear from President Donald Trump later on tonight. Won't be during our show, but he did land in New Jersey about 10, 15 minutes ago. So he'll speak at a rally later on tonight. One person was arrested outside of the federal courthouse. Dominic Santana is accused of trying to charge at the former president's motorcade. He was tackled immediately and handcuffed, so he didn't get very far as well. And Denver police say they have two men in custody after a shooting that happened about a mile away from Ball Arena, where the celebrations were going on as the Nuggets beat the Heat last night to win the NBA championship. So black eye on the celebrations last night. Before we get to good news, a final check of the roads and first warning weather.
Well, our roads are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays. If you do see something on the roads, give me a call at 850-2626-111 with your traffic details. We were just talking about the weather looks great right now. Those severe that severe thunderstorm has moved out of our area. Mostly cloudy skies right now with a low of 78 for this evening. 82 right now in Pensacola, 83 in Milton, and 81 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together, which is brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, make sure you call the best of the bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. Taking a look at a good news story. Just finished watching the video because I had to watch it before we talked about this again. A boy from New York is going viral for saving a baby deer in his backyard, and we do have some audio from it, right?
She's like a day old. I hope she don't fall in the pool. I'm gonna have to go get her.
Funk.
Well, let's see if she gets out. Hang on. Back up, Anthony. The mother won't like that. Let's get her out. Hurry up. Just get her out. Just pull her out.
So that was like when the deer was like swimming. I mean, mm-hmm. Isn't that the cutest thing you've ever seen?
Yeah. Think of the cutest baby deer that you could just pick up in your hands. That baby deer fell in the pool. Just bloop.
And right it was just swimming across, you know, to the other side.
Yeah, but that she couldn't get out. But the 12-year-old, his father taped it and put it up on TikTok after he pulled the deer out of the pool after it fell in. And this morning, the video had 19 million views on TikTok.
Also, a UPS driver from Phoenix being celebrated after retiring after 50 years on the job.
Thank heavens. I stuck with it. And a few weeks later, I fell in love with the job, and I've been doing it ever since. It's taken me at least 4 weeks to wrap my mind around the whole idea of retiring, but I am really looking forward to spending more time with my wife and my three daughters and my four grandchildren.
So that's Mark Woolston, who says he's driven over 1 million miles in his career and didn't have a single accident in 50 years.
I will say, I feel like, not to be biased, but I feel like the UPS drivers are just the nicest ever. Like, I've never had a bad UPS driver. I used to work as a receptionist.
Uh-huh.
They're so much better than any of the others.
All right.
Just
good
personal
to know.
Preference. Yeah. But so congratulations, Mark. Also, some good news out of Hawaii. Hawaii's governor, Josh Green, is a former emergency room physician. And the last 3 weeks, he has happened to be in the right place at the right time, not one time, but two times, twice. Last month, he helped rescue a guy who was trapped in a overturned vehicle. And then last Thursday, he helped a man who was injured after falling from the back of his pickup truck.
Haven't seen him and Superman in the same room together.
Oh, my goodness.
What if there actually is a real-life Superman and it's Hawaii Governor Josh Green?
I think you're calling it right now, Joe.
I mean, I'm, you know, we'll see how this story develops, but, you know.
If there's a third incident.
If there's like, you know, three or four in the next couple of weeks, I'm like, okay, you know, let's. We need to investigate this further.
Give it up, Josh. Good stuff. We knew it was you the whole time.
Yeah, exactly. Couple local notes here that just want to pass on here. If you did not hear this morning, and if you have any interest at all in the Escambia County government and the situation with the District 1 Medical Examiner's Office, our Andrew McKay did an outstanding job of kind of setting what's been going on. Last week, there was a DOMS, District 1 Medical Examiner's Office, board meeting. County Commissioner Robert Bender was there. The County Commission for Escambia County, the only one of four counties that the district serves that is not climbing aboard the idea of the DOMS, new DOMS facility being housed in Santa Rosa County. County commissioners are going to talk about it last month, but Andrew did a podcast talking about that conversation. Highly recommend listening to that. Also, Nico Japanese Steakhouse back open today. After the health department signed off over the weekend, seven people had to be hospitalized. Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson says the criminal investigation is still ongoing. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
You're listening to News Radio.